It's time to connect with the coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins, AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, AT&T Entertainment your way. We welcome in the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. Bruce, I know that you and a lot of the players have talked about needing to be better here in the last few games when the puck drops, but at the same time, are you also starting to get the best from your opponents because they're paying attention to where you are in the standings?
I think it's a bit of both. We've had a little bit of a slip there at the start, and we want to make sure that we get back to our identity of a lot of energy, a lot of juice early on, a lot of passion, and I think for the most part we have. It's just it's been absent at the start. I think our opponents do know that at the start of the year we might have flown under the radar a little bit. Now teams know that, hey, this team's pretty good with the lead, so let's make sure we're on time. So, and then I think it goes to your opponent at this time of the year. Some teams are a little more, there's a little more desperation, you know, as a result of where they are in the standings. So you throw all those things in there, and we've just got to make sure that we take care of business there.
Here we are at the midpoint of the season. What gets tighter and tougher around the National Hockey League during the course of games?
Well, I think everyone's, you know, competing harder to keep the puck out of their net. But having said that, it can go the other way. If teams start to realize that, geez, you know, we're falling behind again, we got to score, got to open up. So that's where I think our team's been good. We've stayed pretty solid defensively. You know, we had a little back and forth there in Pittsburgh, high scoring team, but for the most part, we've kept it under check. And we got to make sure we stay to that identity because we can play that way and still score goals, and we're comfortable in those games. So if it takes a little while to get the offense going, I think we're fine with it. We've got to, you know, out patient teams at times while still playing our, you know, our game with, you know, with pace and energy and offense.
Your top line has been terrific since being put together with Marchand, Bergeron, and Pasternak. Was the other day, Monday against the Dallas Stars, one of the few times that they've been bottled up?
Yeah, they got a little head-to-head with Seguin. I thought it would be a good matchup for our guys. We could have went with Nash as well. We tried to get them away from him at times, but for the most part, that was their matchup. I thought two of the better lines in the National Hockey League, let them play. Why not? I mean, and see how it turns out. And they got the better of them on a face-off goal or not. It was, you know, fairly even game for the most part. I'm not going to count the overtime. There's some line changes going on there. But at the end of the day, you got to give them credit. They did a good job.
Zdeno Chara the other day was able to get that rally started with a blast late in the second period, and it came on the heels of a board battle that Riley Nash and I think it was Sean Corrali along the far side, they were able to win at that point. What is the art to winning some of those battles?
Well, probably heart is the art, to be honest with you. It's just, you know, it's mano a mano in there, and it's compete. And I think once you get past that, if all things being equal, I think it's body position. Who can get body position in there first? Who can get leverage on their stick, drop the lower hand to get underneath the other guy's stick and use your feet to win pucks? So I think there's a little bit of that, obviously, and probably a little gamesmanship in there, some of those battles, you know, a little poke here, there, get a guy off balance where it's behind the leg, whatnot. So guys that are used to doing that stuff, been in the league a long time, they've got it figured out, and generally why they win a few more of those.
As much as Zdeno Chara has helped Charlie McAvoy this year, how much has McAvoy helped Chara?
A lot in terms of puck retrieval. He's very good at getting back on pucks. He's very good at putting out fires with a good first pass. So there's that offset with each other there. Like I said, it's just a real good mesh of experience, shutdown, knowing the league versus a youthful exuberance, a guy that can make plays with his feet and his head. And you put them together and they're both big, both can defend, they can both get up the ice, contribute offensively. So you got a bit of everything.
As many shots as you had the other day, and I think you had 32 against the Dallas Stars, and as many goals as this team has been able to generate here of late, are you still urging your guys to shoot a little bit more to open things up?
I've tried to allow them to play their game and use their creativity. I think our power play needs to shoot more. It's getting to the point where we have to reestablish ourselves on that with point shots or elbow shots or attacks from wherever the open play is, and then recover the puck, work hard to get it back, and then start making your plays as teams scramble or recover to position. So that's an area that's frustrating as a coach. I think our power play numbers are okay. We're in the top half of the league, but there's been nights where Dallas is one of those that we really needed to cash in on it to make a difference in the game. And some of it was a self-inflicted, forcing plays and not, you know, taking the easy play and getting to the net. Other nights we've made those plays, so you have to bite your tongue. So just find that happy medium.
If Adam McQuaid steps in the lineup tonight, because Kevin Miller didn't skate this morning and you mentioned today that he's still a little bit under the weather and you didn't want to rule him out, but if he's in, what sort of a spark will your group get from seeing Adam in the lineup?
Well, he's like AT&T. He's rock solid. That's what Adam gives you every night. Good, steady defensive play. He's going to be hard to play against. Hopefully a good first pass. There'll be a little rust in his game, and that's to be expected, but hopefully he shakes it off early.
Look back at that Montreal tape. The Bruins are able to squeeze out 2 points in that victory on Saturday night at the Bell Center. What stands out? What needs to be better for the Bruins tonight?
Well, we were able to get to Carey Price. We found some spots on him in tight where we were able to score goals, and it's been an issue with us against him. Early on, they had the better of the play. The transition part of their game, we were a little too loose in the neutral zone. Our layers were off and resulted in some chances and some goals. So we got to tighten that part of it up. It's Montreal plays well when they're given time and space. And like any other team, we got to make sure that we're a little more diligent in between the two blue lines.
Bruce, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
You got it. That's the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Canadiens are coming up next.